The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Bikini Bottom Radio. Okay. All right. Welcome to Bikini Bottom Radio. This is Robert.
This is Anthony.
Jenny.
And yeah, we're here to talk about, we're back, baby, all three of us. You know, Anthony and I said last week, Jenny wasn't able to join us, unfortunately, but, you
sorry
know.
Sorry for missing.
You know, we all have stuff going on, like.
I don't live here.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to get all three of us, seeing as how it's 2 months since the last time we recorded.
All three of us together,
Yeah. That's crazy. I didn't even realize that until I was just thinking like, oh, this is episode 4, so by default that's 2 months, even more.
So yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, it's about time we are watching the second part of that first episode.
The third part, technically.
Oh, true. Yeah. Yeah. I always forget Reflower.
It's weird.
Everyone does.
Yeah, everyone does. But yeah, we are watching, or we already watched, Tea at the Tree Dome. The introduction to Sandy Cheeks, mm-hmm. and a really solid episode, in my opinion.
Just funny name, by the way.
It is.
Sandy Cheeks.
Sandy Cheeks. Bikini Bottom, Sandy Cheeks.
As a kid, I was like, I get it, because she's like a squirrel, and like they keep their food in their cheeks, but I don't get it. Like, it just right over my head.
That's a sign of a good kid show.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very much... I don't know. It's a great episode. It's pretty, like, it's a one scene episode, essentially, with the exception of the beginning, I guess. Or two scenes, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't go a lot of places.
Uh-uh.
Two scenes, lots of memes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey.
You said you saw, like, 4, right?
Yeah, like the black circles, mm-hmm. when he first comes in, the I don't need it face.
Water.
Just, yeah. The whole thing's a meme and gifs, essentially.
It's true. So true. What do you have written down? I didn't write anything this time.
Yeah, I've got...
you're the facts guy.
I know.
Yeah, so...
I got a fact.
You're slacking, buddy. You're slacking.
That's my job. I'm a slacker.
Anthony is going to the Wikipedia as we speak, but I'll go through my... let's see. The last time I watched this episode before we watched it all together just now was a couple months ago, but I do have my notes from them from then. All right, so first, I want to say, I never realized that jellyfish are buzzing like bees. We had the
Oh, yeah.
We had the subtitles on just now.
Yeah. Buzz, buzz.
Yeah, buzz. But I was just like, they buzz, like, I never really thought about it, but I guess if they're bee sounds.
I wonder what sound jellyfish really make under the water.
They don't make sound. They float silently in terror looking for their next victims.
I'm sorry, are you a fish?
They also don't have brains.
That's creepy.
They're kind of just like ocean trash.
They really are. It's spooky.
It's a weird life they live, if you can even call it that. They just sort of drift.
They start as like polyps, so they're just like basically plants, uh-huh. and then they break off and float. It's weird.
They start off as plankton.
So weird.
Yeah.
Jellyfish are like, they're just like, they don't have brains, they don't have nothing. Like, you ever look at moon jellies? That is all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's nuts.
Can't you cut them in half?
And sometimes probably. They will generate. Yeah. I think certain ones. You don't take our word on that.
A whole other thing.
Well, I mean, I tried that once, but now I'm banned from the aquarium. So,
which aquarium?
Birch. Too many. But yeah, let's see.
What are jellyfish though in this universe? Are they bees or they're are they like butterflies?
I think they're not butterflies.
No. Because they catch them.
Yeah,
I guess who catches bees?
They don't like eat them or anything. Or they take their jelly.
That's true. They're just kind of like
things.
Kind of like an amalgam. They're an amalgam bug. They're just a general like
bug. I guess
they're
a
just
bug.
Bug. Yeah. Let's see. What else do I have? First meme we get is SpongeBob with the field guide. When he opens up with his glasses and he's like, he's pointing to, right
plant
here.
Squirrel.
Like, that's, I've definitely seen that.
Yeah.
As somewhere. Meme. We've just turned into anchovies. Meme. All right, let's see. Sandy says the clam is about as ugly as homemade soup. Now, Jenny and I have made homemade soup together, and it's great.
So I make soup all the time, and I don't...
It's a weird phrase.
I feel like soup is hard to make ugly. You can make ugly.
I mean, you have to intentionally try to make soup look any different than any other soup. It's just...
I mean, I could see it maybe being like, oh, you just threw all this random stuff into a pot.
But that's what soup is.
Right.
It's a garbage meal.
Yeah, every soup is like kind of a garbage meal. If anything, like it's hard to make good soup.
That's what I'm saying. Like, take one type of soup in a restaurant and take one type of soup you made at home. It probably looks the same unless you put stuff on top.
Unless you have like an ugly colored broth or some weird vegetables in it. But even then, like...
But even like split pea soup is green and it looks kind of ugly, but it's still like a soup that you can get in restaurants.
Yeah, it's hard to, like, you know, mess up or make ugly.
Have you ever seen a blue soup?
All right, do you know of one that exists, or are you just asking in general?
I'm just curious.
No, but that would probably be an ugly soup, right? A blue soup?
That seems unnatural. I wouldn't like that.
We have, like, orange, red.
What's green. Blue in nature, other than, like, a blueberry? Blue. That would, like, make it blue.
Well, you don't put fruit in
That's
soup.
That's what I'm saying. So other than...
No, yeah, yeah.
I don't know, maybe if you use, like, purple carrots, that could kind of
That's what
bluish.
I was trying to think. Something
cabbage
that, like,
or
purple
onions.
Cabbage would make
cabbage
it...
Cabbage can be kind of blue.
Yeah.
Onions, they're purple onions, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Okay. I'd try it.
Tune into our Patreon where we try and make a purple soup.
Please subscribe for blue cooking soup. Episodes.
Patreon.com/BikiniBottomRadio, I think.
Yes.
Okay, good. Also, that scene when SpongeBob, like, he goes to help Sandy, and he's pulling up, and it's, like, actually open. He's like, hey, I'm actually doing it. Like, I feel like that's me in...
That's my life.
I think we can all kind of attest... It's very relatable. It's hashtag relatable, as some might say in the BuzzFeed world.
There's a lot of relatable scenes where she goes, you know, she says something about... What did she say? Something about karate or air or something, and he goes, yeah, 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 I love air, this and that. And then he runs the magic. What's air? Like, that's so relatable.
Do you mean she's putting on airs?
Can I just also say that the first, like, few episodes with Patrick in it, he's not really that dumb, and he's not mean. He's kind of friendly and just wants to help SpongeBob.
Like, he's flanderized. What is it? Flanderization?
Yeah. I don't know. It's that, yeah.
It's where he just basically gets one aspect.
Yeah.
And that's
super amplified.
Yeah.
Which will happen with any show that runs for, like, 20-something years. I mean, I follow the Facebook. I think we all follow SpongeBob on Facebook, and they keep posting, like, 19 years ago, SpongeBob did his first, like, this, and I'm like, oh, wow, it's been that long.
But, you gotta innovate, and I guess you just make him dumber and dumber.
Because, you're right, I mean, like, he's kind of clumsy. We see him fall off the rock in the first episode. He's, like, sunbathing kind of oddly on the top of his rock in this episode.
He's kind of just a lazy starfish.
Mm-hmm. But he's a beach bum.
But he does, you know, have SpongeBob's best interests at heart until later when he just becomes a jerk.
What?
He literally lives under a rock. That's why he's so dumb.
Yeah. Matt, I didn't know that!
I've told you this.
You have.
I
forgot!
Like a fun fact you see online or something. I didn't...
It's like something you'll see on Bikini Bottom Twitter, the subreddit, be like, oh, SpongeBob, he lives under a rock because he's clever.
It's kind of like how Sandy was supposed to be SpongeBob's, like, love interest. That's
you could tell they facts. Definitely were maybe going to do that in this episode.
That would have made it so weird. I think it wouldn't have... I don't know.
I'm glad that she's not.
Everyone knows Squidward SpongeBob.
Squidward SpongeBob.
Forever.
Squidbob. Spongward.
Five ever.
Spongward. That's gross.
Ew. By the way, guys, go to reddit.com/r/SpongeBob, whatever.
Uh-huh.
The very top pinned post is that image that I shared in our group chat, the one where it's Squidward with SpongeBob's face on it.
Oh, God.
No.
It's a cursed image. It will haunt your dreams, but it will make your day or night.
Also, putting out there, there's an anime of SpongeBob someone made.
Oh yeah,
that they're, like, making more episodes.
They're making episodes of, but this the initial, like,
so
I don't know, intro for it is spectacular.
It's quality,
so good.
It's amazing, and you know, Squidward SpongeBob five ever. So Just saying.
Has SpongeBob ever had a love interest?
I don't think so.
But most of the creatures in, like, well, at least, like, SpongeBob and Patrick, they're kind of asexual.
It's always been a welcome addition to the show, I think. It'd be weird if, like, I don't know.
Mr. Krabs of his puff.
Yeah,
that's true.
Plankton. Squidward has shown attraction for people rarely.
Yeah, there was this girl who was like that he was mean, and they were it was like a female him.
There was also that episode where Patrick pretends to be a woman. Have you seen that one? Patrick thinks he's being, like, stalked by someone who's, like, yelling at him. He's like, you gotta get out of town! And, like, so Patrick disguises himself as a woman, and Mr. Krabs and Squidward and a lot of the town think that he's really hot.
Like, they're like, ooh!
I love this.
Patricia.
Yeah.
And he's working at the Krusty Krab.
Yeah, Mr. Krabs like, oh, you can work here at the Krusty Krab!
Like, that's amazing.
And then, of course, he, like...
Just, he's like, I can't take it anymore, and just rips off his clothes and
living
is
a lie.
Yeah.
So and then dumb. The guy's like, yeah, get out of town on a vacation.
He's like, I'm a travel agent. You gotta get out of town. Oh, and then Squidward comes over. He's like, can I get one of those pamphlets? He does that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What season is this?
It's later, like maybe 5 or 6.
Oh, okay.
It's really funny, though.
That's awesome.
We might get to there. It's so dumb.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. What else do I have in my notes? Let's see.
Also, just real quick. So, if Sandy's, like, facing off against... Is she facing off against a clam or an oyster?
It's a clam.
A giant clam.
It's a giant clam. Yeah.
Well, then...
With a juicy
tongue. How come there's,
tongue?
Like, tiny clams? That they're, like, friends with. Clams? But then also sometimes SpongeBob kills them, but also he has one in his library.
He's also the parent of one.
And he's a parent of one?
Yeah.
Starfish plus sponge equal clam?
I mean, in real life, clams come in all different kinds of sizes, and mollusks and stuff do. Like, I remember I used to be really into shell collecting as a kid. I was a nerd.
Of course.
There was this one book I would always check out from the library, and
of course,
I have this image burned in my head of, like, oh, there are these giant clams in, like, the Pacific Ocean, and it was like, and in some islands, like, it said, I don't know how true this is, but that they would use them to take baths in.
Apparently.
Oh.
Like, big. Terrifying. Imagine.
So, like the Venus.
Yes.
Painting.
But, like, real life.
That's.
Creepy, right?
Terrifying.
And then sometimes they actually put them in zoos where they can spit pearls 500 feet in the air like a cannonball.
Whoa. That sounds insane. I don't know if those peanuts had it.
Why would you? Such a majestic creature. Let's see. You see SpongeBob with round pants in this episode when he pulls his pants up, which is it's just silly.
Oh, yeah, that was...
I feel like they broke a rule there early on.
There's actually another episode where he runs out of pants, so he gets round pants.
His
round pants.
But that's the thing.
SpongeBob round pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, that's such a huge thing in that episode. I think it's funny that they do it as a one-off gag here. Like, I think that would be, like, maybe a written rule in, like, the show Bible where they're like, don't show...
Like, don't make his pants not square.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that could be a thing.
Don't change his name.
Yeah. Surf music plays when... Yeah. Also, surf music plays when he goes to like, save Sandy. And I think it's cool. Like,
yeah.
Surf rock. It's dope.
There's no good trivia on this episode, by
the
way.
Are you just... Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I'm on the Wikia page. It's like, this title card has a different background and font than any other one in the series.
Okay, well, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Yep.
A fact... I'm not going to call it fun because I don't feel
that's
any joy.
That's the original title card, which is pretty wacky looking compared
that
to the
looks.
Others.
Yeah. Oh, because that's the original?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because
the original title card.
Wait, so show me the real one.
Well, I mean, that is the real one.
That's
the one that we saw.
Yeah, so this was the original, and it looks complete. I mean, this is great for an audio podcast.
Oh, yeah. Guys, say read-along podcast.
So it's like red letters, and then it has kind of black and green, and then purple flowers that look like they've been put on by a spot. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to.
It's like a completely different background.
I mean, you did a pretty good job of that.
I guess we can post the photo if we really want to.
But yeah, anyway. That's true. I'll put it on the Instagram tomorrow, or a couple days from now. Mm-hmm. Let's see. You see Sandy's shoulders, which I think is weird. They don't really do that. Like, it's just a scene where you, like, see her shoulders in the suit.
At least.
Of course, you see it when she's not wearing the suit.
Okay.
But, like, I feel like they don't do that often, really, because it's probably weird to animate.
Do we know why she's down there?
For science. Later on, there is an episode where they explain all that.
For science.
Yeah, for science.
Okay. but like we'll get there.
And she's in like an astronaut suit, it looks like.
Almost. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not even like a scuba suit.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I mean, isn't like the equivalent of going to space for a squirrel? I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, actually, she's basically on a moon base.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She does try to go to the moon too, so. Mm.
Maybe she was trying to go there and then her it just crashed in the ocean. She's like, I'm on the moon.
Well, she goes up. She knows she's underwater. I mean, she's really smart.
But apparently she doesn't know they need water.
Yeah, that's a glaring flaw.
Yeah. You're a sponge. You obviously don't need water. You're fine.
Well, you can be tighter than bark on a tree. Like, I don't...
Her witticisms are quite...
I know, I love Sandy's just random southernness.
It's so great.
Texasness. Whichever. Take a pick. Also, Sandy's patch is different. She's got, like, three lines that look like an electrical plug. Isn't it normally a... It's like a, it's supposed to be an acorn, right?
Normally, yeah.
Wait, so what does it look like?
It's like just this. I drew a thing in my notes. Just it looks like that. But see, that's it's supposed to be an acorn.
Like. Yeah. And I don't know how it was.
That episode?
Maybe.
This is great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah. Wow, it really does just look like a plug.
Huh.
Hmm.
I wonder why.
So, how do you notice that?
Right. Well,
it just popped in. I was like, wait, doesn't she have a... Because there's that scene in the one episode, she's like, I'm a squirrel, see? Like, when they're competing against each other, and she points to her patch, and there's a zoom-in of an acorn. And I was like, wait, why is it different? Unless this is a different suit.
Maybe they just forgot to edit it all the way.
Or first time you show her, I guess.
Well, because it looks like it could be an acorn.
Go on the bikini, it's not Bikini Bottom Radio. Go on the SpongeBob Wikia and go through the gallery. There's a scene of SpongeBob looking like he's about to like jump up.
Or like stomping the ground.
Yeah.
It just looks silly.
Why are you telling me to go on the Winky? They could just do that instead of listening to us blabber.
It's, shut up.
Complimentary?
Yeah, it's complimentary. It's complimentary, guys. We're adding to it.
We're like those kids in a class that's like, I did part of this group too.
They helped.
I wrote the names.
Anything let's else? See. I want Patrick's glasses that he's sunbathing with. I just think they look dope. There's round glasses that are green. I think they look cool. We've all at some point put our pinkies up while we're drinking something to feel fancy, right?
Every child
who has seen this episode.
Yeah. Anybody a little older than 20, I'd say would.
At least.
Based on that.
From like a solid like age of like, I don't know, 6 or 7 until about like 14 or 15, I would always have my pinky up whenever I lifted something. And I think it was subconsciously tied to this episode.
Which means you had to do it a lot as a kid for it to become subconscious as like that age.
Yeah. And that like, I don't need it. Like saying that.
So good.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Robert and I, you know, we're dating. We freaked out one of my friends because something had happened and we both said, I don't need it at the same time.
Yeah, actually. So, yeah, what happened was we were hanging out with a friend of hers and we were like driving back from someplace. We were all hanging out and we were just talking about whatever. And it's like, yeah, I don't need it. And then we both, Jenny and I tandem, then said, I don't need it. And then she was like sitting in the back seat like, what?
Like, what's wrong with you guys?
Is this a cult? What's going on?
I mean, this happens a lot.
This just happened again, and my mom's like, shut up! You guys are weird!
SpongeBob quotes are they're so prevalent, they're so applicable in life, it's just impossible not to.
Yeah, it's like a task to not.
Yeah. Alright. I think that's about it.
I mean, I've got more.
You got more? Oh,
I've got a whole other page of notes.
Oh, right!
Let's see. He's like, I want to stop. They're on a date, right? Like, it is,
right?
Yeah, it's.
Well, is it like a date or is it like, welcoming a new person to like.
Is that the town? Southern hospitality?
Yeah, is it the Texas Southern hospitality? Yeah. Hmm.
I don't know.
So
also, discomfort is less than admitting that something is wrong. I have in my notes.
That's philosophical.
That's just me. That's SpongeBob in this episode, and I've never been more relatable to a yellow sponge in my entire life.
I mean, I think if anyone's gone through college, they can agree with that.
Yeah, it's true. Just his whole when he loses his pinky, like his dry voice, the black stuff around his eyes. It was gross, but it's also like hilarious. Like just Tom Kenny with his like his dry voice is so.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't get. I also just have. I can't imagine why. we already called out the "I don't need it" meme. That's I've already got the stuff we just talked about when we said stuff in 10 was in my notes. Patrick's the ultimate wingman. Tired Patrick is a meme when he's crawling on his hands and knees.
Floppy head.
Floppy head is creepy. Ooh, it's gross to call it a floppy head.
It is.
I don't like it, but that's what it is.
I feel like I should censor that.
I mean, I know this is a family-friendly podcast, but I feel like whenever I see that meme, it's used for like a dirty meme. It's a dirty meme.
Yeah.
Don't look it up.
Meme.
Ooh, gross.
Did you say don't look it up?
Yeah, don't. I mean, if you're a child, don't look up. You guys need your parents' permission to look up that meme.
Parents' permission before going online.
Before visiting DisneyChannel.com. Also, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I think it's worth noting now, because the first real time we see it, that Steven Hillenburg was an experimental animation student at CalArts. I have mentioned this, but I think it's the first time that it really shows here, because it cuts to a real sponge and a real star, like, drying out on some AstroTurf, like Jenny pointed out. I didn't realize that was weird for a cartoon until, like, it had been pointed out to me. Like, oh, yeah, that's, like, you don't see that in other things at all. You got, like, a real man in a gorilla suit, or, like, they all go up on the island to, like, it's weird.
Or they break the third wall, which happens a few times.
Oh, where he stares at, well, in the first episode, stared at the camera.
Yeah. Right? And that happens a few more times where he, like, the one episode where he gets a new spatula, he comes up and is like, all that glitters is not gold, and he just kind of stares at the camera. just something like that. It's really interesting.
There was, I mean, in this one, when he's talking about the field manual and stuff, it looks like he's talking to
the audience. I did that in my notes. Yeah, he says, like, Alanis Grobel, what are you doing here? Like, he looks at us.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, I guess we're along the ride.
We mentioned this before in another episode that, like, this is still, like, not very, like, fourth wall humor is, like, very little used in, like, SpongeBob. Like, him looking to the camera, like, that's, like, season 4 or 5.
I feel like that would be...
what Jenny brought
up. We talked about how that would be a little too Looney Tunes-y if we did that too much. So, like, I'm glad they kind of eased off.
Actually, it's kind of funny. I just saw an episode recently. I think it was, one like, a newer episode. And it very much played out like a Looney Tunes episode. Oh, no. So it's kind of funny because I do think that they're kind of starting
to
get more toony with it, I guess. But, I mean, that makes sense since they've been around for so long. They're trying
different... gotta try new things.
Trying different types. Yeah. Like, there was an episode where, like, SpongeBob wasn't even really in it. Like, he just kind of walks in the background, but it's about, like, Pearl. So just...
oh, God, I hope they don't go the, like, Fairly Odd Parents route and introduce horrible new characters.
They've somehow managed off of doing
that. Well, they'll kind of introduce, like, one-off characters, like a hagfish.
Oh, yeah.
Or...
but those are per episode.
What's his name?
The fry cook, who was voiced by Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, yeah. They
Not Paul F. Tompkins.
It was,
Remy from Ratatouille.
I don't know what his name is.
Guys, this is killing me.
Hey, Google, who played Remy in Ratatouille?
The cast of Ratatouille includes Brad Bird, Patton Oswalt, and 25...
Patton Oswalt.
It's Patton Oswalt. Thank you, Google Home. I think that's it. Guys, thanks for tuning in. This will be going up in a few days from now when we're recording it. Hopefully you're going to be having a good Thanksgiving. This is going up the Monday before Thanksgiving, right?
Yep. All right, 3 days from now. So, yeah. Happy holidays, everyone. We will definitely have a Christmas episode.
Yeah, we're recording a few episodes tonight. And then next time Jenny's down, we're recording a Christmas Spongetacular.
There you go.
What Christmas ones are we going to do?
Well, we'll definitely do the first Chris... we don't, do we want to, like... huh?
Which that's one? Not a Christmas
one. Which one?
I said Hibernation Week.
That's... I had a DVD of, like, Christmas-themed SpongeBob episodes, and it was the first Christmas special. It was the snowball episode and that one too.
I only said it because it had like
it wintry. Yeah.
But I wouldn't. We could. There's so many more to choose from. So
yeah, we've got time before 3 years down. We're doing the every single winter episode we can think of.
Right.
Special. I mean, we can do the two.
It has snow in one scene, so it's wintry.
For the Christmas episode, we should do the two Christmas specials. The the old one from season two and the new one that's like stop motion, and we should listen to the Christmas album that they put out a few years ago, because there's a Christmas album.
Okay.
So I think it's like, I think that'll be solid. We could do that over a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. But this has been Bikini Bottom Radio. We just talked about Tea at the Tree Dome. Thanks for tuning in, and hope you're having a good Thanksgiving.
Wait, what did we decide last time?
We need you like SpongeBob needs water. That's a great sign up for this episode and every episode onward. Wouldn't you agree, Jenny? Considering you, it's your thing? Or no?
My thing.
You set it up. I cut it out of the first podcast because I'm dumb.
No, remember he stopped recording and then you said that great thing and no one got to hear it?
No. I blocked out everything that's happened.
Guys, we're going to have to come up with a new sign off. But for now, we love you. We need you like SpongeBob needs water. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh boy, oh, that's what a mess.